Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The market put in another session of modest gains, kind of a slow grind higher after that big rally on Friday. What's the underlying pulse telling you?
It's cautiously bullish. We're seeing more buying pressure than selling, about 210 to 160 on our internal metrics, and the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average is looking healthy. It feels like the market is digesting recent highs, but the underlying strength is still there.
Interesting. The big headline today wasn't about earnings or data, but about the Fed, President Trump firing Fed Governor Lisa Cook. That seems like a major event, but the market just shrugged it off.
It did. And I think it's because the market is laser focused on one thing, rate cuts. The drama in Washington is just noise right now. The probability of a rate cut in September actually ticked up today, now sitting near 90%. That's the real driver.
So the market is hearing what it wants to hear. And the economic data seemed to back that up today, right? That durable goods number was a huge surprise.
A massive beat. The consensus was looking for a drop of 3.5%, and it came in positive 2.8%. More importantly, that core number, which is a proxy for business investment, was up over 1%. That's a sign of real economic strength under the hood.
Got it. Let's talk sectors. It looked like the money was flowing into some specific areas. Industrials were leading the charge.
Absolutely. Industrials were strong. And within that, aerospace and defense stocks were hitting record highs. We also saw solid moves in financials and technology. It's a classic risk-on rotation. Money is moving out of defensive, slower growth areas and into cyclical and growth-oriented sectors. Investors are showing confidence.
And speaking of confidence, all eyes are on one tech stock this week. NVIDIA reports tomorrow after the bell. The whole semiconductor space seemed to be lifting in anticipation.
The entire complex was up. The SOX index gained a full percent. NVIDIA itself traded up nicely ahead of the print. This is probably the most anticipated earnings report of the week, maybe even the month. The market needs to see that AI demand is still firing on all cylinders.
While we wait for NVIDIA, we had some huge single stock stories today. Eli Lilly just exploded higher.
Up nearly 6%. That was on positive late-stage results for their new oral obesity and diabetes drug. That's a massive market. And that news was enough to lift a significant part of the healthcare sector all by itself. It really helped offset some late-day weakness in United Health, after some negative headlines.
And after the bell, another chip-related name, Semtech, surged over 15%. What was the story there?
This is a fantastic story. The earnings were good, but the real headline was the data center business. Revenue from that segment was up an incredible 92% year over year. It's another clear signal that the build-out for AI infrastructure is just relentless.
Incredible numbers. Okay, let's get tactical. For traders looking for ideas tomorrow, what's already moving and showing strength? What are the continuation plays?
I'm watching a few names, but LPLA stands out. That's LPLA. It's breaking out to new highs with increasing volume, which is a textbook bullish signal. For a trade, I'd be watching the $365 level as support, looking for a push towards $368 and then $370.
I see. So that one is already in motion. What about the setups that are still coiling, the anticipation plays that could be ready to pop?
For that, I really like the chart on ONDS. ONDS. This one has been building significant volume while consolidating just under the key $5 level. A clean break above $5 could trigger a really strong move higher. You could look for an entry around 490 with a target near 520 and a stop just below 465.
Great stuff. And quickly, for everyone tracking the overall market, what are the key index levels we need to watch tomorrow?
Keep it simple. For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, watch 643 as your key support. Above, resistance is at 645.70. For the NASDAQ 100 ETF QQQ, support is around 572.15, with resistance right at 573. A break of those resistance levels could bring in a fresh wave of buying.
Perfect. So, what's the final takeaway for traders heading into Wednesday?
The market is healthy but digesting big gains. The sentiment is bullish, and the rotation into risk-on sectors confirms that. Focus on tech and other growth areas showing strong volume momentum. But remember, everything is just a prelude to NVIDIA's earnings tomorrow afternoon. That report will likely set the tone for the rest of the week. Trade smart.
Excellent analysis. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.